in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in our Bibles this morning to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. We're talking about 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. We're talking about don't give up. Faith is tested and do not compromise. When faith is tested, do not compromise. How many will say amen to that this morning? All right, in 1 Peter 1 and 7, the Bible says that the trial of your faith, now listen to this, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. I want to read that again because where our faith many times is being tested. How many will say amen? Sometimes we feel like we're going through the fire. And there could be, as a human being, just a momentary thinking, well, maybe this is going to be too hard. Maybe I'll give up. We cannot give up. We cannot compromise. And we cannot go back. Like we sing the little chorus here in church, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. How many will say amen to that this morning? The trial of your faith, Peter says, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found in unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Peter was writing to the believers who were undergoing persecution. And in every generation throughout the world, God's people have undergone tests and trial. Whether it's religious persecution from another religion, whether it's onslaughts of attack of the enemy, even in our own nation because of a lack of understanding of the Christian faith, or perhaps you personally have been attacked or challenged by the enemy concerning your faith. The Bible says in Hebrews, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession or the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. I'm going to read that again because we're talking about don't give up. We are not going to compromise our faith regardless of conditions and circumstances in life. The Word of God declares also in Hebrews 10:23, the Word says, let us hold fast to the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised. What did he promise, Pastor Mike? Our Lord promised, he said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. I will be with you until the very end. We know that there are many tests and trials. The early church went through many testings and challenges. The Lord Jesus himself, who paid the ultimate sacrifice, met the challenge that was faced with him. What challenge is that? The challenge of the cross. He did not compromise. He knew exactly what he was going to go through, and he faced it regardless. In the garden, when he battled, even in his own spirit, what did he say to the Father? Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Amen. And he went all the way to Calvary. Didn't back down, didn't back up, but he went because he was going for a divine purpose. God the Father allowed his Son to go through those circumstances so that through his sacrifice on the cross and through our acceptance of Jesus, we are also a recipient of the finished work on the cross of Calvary today. Don't give up. The Lord Jesus Christ paid a tremendous price that you and I could stand in faith and belief today. How many will say amen to that? Amen. He paid a tremendous price that you and I could walk with Him and talk with Him and be encouraged by Him, especially when every one of us are going through situations in life. As the Word of God says, the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold. As far as God is concerned, it's like pure gold. Even though it be tried with fire, through the fire, it'll be made unto praise and honor and glory when Jesus Christ returns. You know, I heard an old-time preacher say one time, all the hardships I've gone through, all the sacrifices that we've made in ministry. He was an old-time preacher. He said, I'm only preparing for what I'm going to be doing up in glory. And one day we're going to receive those blessings from the Lord. How many will say amen to that today? But you know, the enemy always comes in and he tries to fight and he tries to hinder and he tries to discourage and he tries to tempt, because that's why the Word of God refers to the devil as the tempter. He always tries to tempt you to either give up or quit your faith or quit going to church altogether or give up and blame God. Sometimes some people even go as far as blame God for their problems when it was the devil who was attacking them. Imagine that, how that makes the Lord feel when He gets the blame for what the enemy has done. But we have a responsibility too. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. He said He provided the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. He said when He told the disciples just before His ascension, He said, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you another Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, and He will abide with you forever. God's Spirit abides with us today. How many are glad for the Comforter today? When we go through situations with families, or we have a loss of a loved one, or there's a tragedy, or someone's ill, or there's a situation in the economy, a loss of a job, or right away our nation right now is concerned about the economy. People that are facing retirement now may not have the ability to retire, and all the many challenges. But I want you to know today that God is faithful, that we're not going to give up in our faith. We're standing in faith today. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And we're going to stand in faith, believing that whatever the Lord has promised, He will bring it to pass. Just as Abraham believed the promise of God when he was told he'd have a child in his old age. The Bible says he staggered not through unbelief at the promise of God, but was faithful, knowing that what God had promised, He was able also to perform. How many are glad? Let's give the Lord praise this morning. Whatever He promised you, He's able to perform. Now, there's going to be many challenges. Our faith, yes, is it going to be put through the fire sometimes, Pastor Mike? Oh, yes, it will be. The Bible says, some through the fire, but all through the blood. How many are glad for that today? We're going to go through times of testing and trial, but you know the Lord is there with you. You're not alone. You might feel that, well, the Lord abandoned me. No, He did not. Does God hear me when I pray? How many of you have ever felt like, I wonder if the heavens are brass? I wonder, does God hear my prayers? Does God know I'm here? Does He know what I'm going through right now at this moment? Oh, yes, He does. Yes, He does. But you see, God also is allowing our faith to be tested. How strong are we? How capable in faith are we? How mature are we going to be when difficulties arise and circumstances come? God not only challenges His leaders, He also challenges the very people of God. Because we're a people of faith. We're a people of the Bible. We're a people of the supernatural. Aren't you glad today that we're walking by faith? Aren't you glad we're walking in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost today? Amen. The winds and the waves and opposition will come, but we'll be standing because Jesus Christ is with us in the boat today. And He's not nervous, He's not upset, and He's not worried. How many are glad for that today? Thank God that Jesus is on the boat. Oh, yes, we're going to go through storms. Oh, yes, we're not exempt from trial. Even the Word of God says, think it not strange concerning those fiery trials which are to try you. And the Word of God warns us that our faith and our commitment will be tested. Not only tested by God, but many times tested by men. They want to see where you stand. You say you're a born-again Christian? All right, let's see how you're going to go through adversity. Let's see how you're going to go through situations. And you know, when we have faith in God, as was mentioned, we're only human beings, even though we're born again and spirit-filled. And we're still prone to making mistakes. And we're still prone to having an off day once in a while. But as long as they still see Jesus in your life, as long as they still know you're walking in faith, as long as they see the Christ, the living Christ, as an example in and through you, eventually they'll be won over to that same Jesus that you've been won over to today. Hallelujah. Oh, the Bible declares this morning that the trial of your faith is more precious than gold. That's how he looks at it today. He considers our frame. The Bible says he knows we're but dust. He knows our physiology. He knows our weak points and our strong points. That's why the Lord sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that we could rely upon him. We're not supposed to rely upon ourselves when we're going through something. How many know we're supposed to rely and call upon God for help and intervention today? And I believe with all of my heart that if you'll not give up, if you'll stand in faith, that God's going to bring you that breakthrough that you're looking for today. God will give you the miracle that you've been asking him for. God will bring restoration into your family. He'll bring healing into your home. He'll bring an open door for opportunity for your job. He'll turn the situation around. He'll bless the church. He'll bless the work of God, because after all, the church of Jesus Christ belongs to him, and we're just working for the Lord. Come on, how many are glad he's in charge today? It's his church. It's his church. Thank the Lord. He built his church. The Bible says, I will build my church, the word says, and the gates of hell, Jesus said, shall not prevail against it. We're part of that building program today. We're part of the representatives of Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3 for a moment. I want to talk about the three Hebrew young men who face one of the greatest trials that have ever been known to mankind, found in chapter 3 of the book of Daniel.